I found myself this morning in the midst of a somewhat unusual situation that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei in our shul in KBY, I found myself in this enormous state of simcha, and I was smiling. I had this big smile on my face, and I was worried, maybe self-conscious, that someone noticed me sitting there with this big grin on my face. And it would be difficult to explain on the spot what brought about this state of simcha, really not silliness, but the state of simcha. Well, let me try just in the next really 2 minutes to try to explain where that feeling germinated from, where that feeling came from. Because I was thinking about the idea, and maybe I'm the weird person who thinks this way or reacts this way, but I was thinking about the idea of tshuva, of repentance, about beginning slichos this past Motzei Shabbos and hearing the shofar this morning again. And for many people, a person has this mistaken idea that tshuva is filled with charada. It's filled with dread and fear and nervousness and the Yom HaDin and mi yichyeh, mi yamus, who will live and who will die. In this very daunting, this very sort of scary type of way, if a person would stop and thinking about it at all, they might feel that. But I was overwhelmed with a different feeling, because we know that tshuva itself is complicated. Tshuva is something that we look to the future, where we try to correct the behavior that we did inappropriately. The Mesh Chachma says that's the real essence of tshuva. If a person until now has smoked on Shabbos, so I'm making a commitment in the future to stop smoking on Shabbos. If a person has yelled at their spouse, so I'm making a commitment for the future to stop yelling at my spouse or my children. It's very much focused on inappropriate behavior and changing that for the future. But obviously, as much as tshuva is looking to the future, it's also looking back to the past. As the Mefarshim explained, two different qualities of mitzvah and aveira that when we look back on the past that we reflect on. The first part of a mitzvah is simply the following the fulfillment of God's decree. God said it's important that we keep kosher. God said it's important that we keep Shabbos. It's important that we learn Torah. And we don't do those things, or when we do those things, we are either violating or we're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. And to do tshuva for that itself is a chiddush. It's a chiddush that in God's rachamim, in God's graciousness, that we say that even though you violated the Torah with all of its fulfillments and all of its and all of its obligations, so we still say that you're chozer b'tshuva. But there's even a second component to what it means to keep a mitzvah and what it means chalila v'chas to do an aveira. Namely, that is the way that our very core, our essence, our soul, if you will, is enhanced by the fulfillment of a mitzvah, and the way that our core, our essence, is diminished by violating the Torah. Just understand it, you know, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, the effect that chet has on us, and we understand that feeling very well, the heaviness of sin, the heaviness of not living a life of vitality. That's the way that some of Farshim explain that when we say the Avos kept the Torah, even though God did not command it, because the Avos understood the impact on the totality of man by a mitzvah and the impact on the totality of man by an aveira. The great chiddush of tshuva is that when we commit ourselves to this process of tikkun, this process of really working on ourselves, it's not just that we've committed something for the future. It's not only that God has forgiven us for violating his will, but that the very impact of chet becomes removed. The blemish, so to speak, becomes removed. The idea of what the Gemara says, that something done bizadon on purpose can become like shogeg, like by accident. And that something that at one point was an aveira now is a schus. That idea of a total transformation, and how on a very, very real level, emotionally, psychologically, and religiously, just how that makes us feel, that new lease on life. You know, I was thinking recently just about a married couple who I know well, who's been struggling with all sorts of different things. And they decided that if they're really going to work on their marriage, they need to take time to go out together more, to go for therapy, and to go away for a weekend together. And I spoke recently to the man after coming back from such a weekend, and he was just describing that their marriage felt the way that it did in their first year of marriage, and that all of a sudden the very energy which had been so destructive for so long, almost overnight, and obviously requires tremendous work, but the impact of that weekend of just pushing reset on one's marriage. And that's so important in marriage, and that's the opportunity we have when it comes to being chozer b'tshuva as well. It's a reset on the essence of our inner life. And that's why I was smiling this morning during davening. Just in the middle of tefillah, I was overcome with this sense of simcha, the sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's so much love for us as creations, that a mechanism was put into place in which we can invest in this mechanism, in this process, and to feel renewed and to feel that sense of being refreshed and that sense of newness and oneness of purpose. So that's my bracha to all of you, is that we engage in this process, and that through this process we have that sense of hischachos, of newness, with that enormous sense of simcha, of love of God, of being loved by God, in a way that we can fully say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, God, you have allowed us to come back to you through tshuva, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Let us be reborn and refreshed with vigor through this beautiful process of tshuva. Thank you, everyone. Yeah.